It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, if you're a Minnesotan, you likely know that sound, and hopefully it creates a positive reaction and feeling in you as it does with us. You know, the Minnesota loon couldn't be more iconic. If you're on a lake and you hear those calls, it is a wonderful experience. Although some of those calls, as we've learned over the years, are distress calls, and so they're not always peaceful and they're not always about tranquility. So we're going to learn more about that now because we're joined by Lucy Bach, who is with Community Outreach and Development and really does a lot for the National Loon Center. You may not know this, but Minnesota, in addition to being the home of the Eagle Center, the Bear Center, and also the Wolf Center and some other centers, we now are going to be the home of the National Loon Center. It's going to be located in Cross Lake, Minnesota. In full disclosure, I recently joined the board, volunteer board of that organization. And just a few weeks ago, I attended my first meeting. I got to meet Lucy, and she's agreed to come on the show. Greetings, Lucy. Thanks for being a guest on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Tim, and also for joining our board recently. We're just excited about both.
Well, Mary, my co-host today, filling in for Chad Hartman here on Noon to 3 on WCCO, are excited to have you as well. Let's just start with what is this National Loon Center? What is its mission? What are we trying to accomplish with it?
Yeah, for sure. So the National Loon Center, we are up in Cross Lake, Minnesota. So we're just about 2 hours and 45 minutes north of the Twin Cities. And our mission, we aim to restore and protect loon breeding habitats and enhance responsible recreation and serve as a national leader in advancing loon and freshwater research and education. So basically, our whole main goal is to advocate for loons and for freshwater here in not only Minnesota, but we are wanting to also expand our efforts nationally as well. A lot of people don't know there's actually 5 different breeds of loons all over the U.S. And so our real main mission here is to celebrate all those loons and advocate for the conservation of them.
Oh, I love that Minnesota is home to that. And, you know, you were saying Minnesota loon, but that's, you didn't mean that, Tim, necessarily with specificity. So it's the common loon, right? So, Lucy, there are other types of loons, but when we think of the Minnesota loon, there, now I'm going to use the phrase.
The loons that are in Minnesota
and that go, by the way, they migrate to Florida. Like all good Minnesotans, they tend
to migrate,
right?
Careful.
Actually, tell us just a bit about their migration patterns, a little bit more about, you know, what are some of the common things that folks need to know about loons? I really find the call is beautiful, but it's sort of unusual how they, like when they take off from the water, it's like they need a lot of space. Like it's they're running on the water. It takes them a minute to fly.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about the loon itself and some of the things that you find most interesting or asked most often.
For sure. Yeah, totally. So yeah, you're right. We only see the common loon in Minnesota. We get about 12,000 of them, though, every single summer. They love to breed here because of our great area for their habitat. They like to have their nests right on our shorelines. They have their legs kind of come out of the back of their body rather than the center of gravity like ducks. And so they are terrible walkers on land. So that means that they got to keep their nest as close to that shoreline as possible. And we've got great lakes for it, you know, land of 10,000 lakes here in Minnesota. And they'll be on that nest for about 28 days, but then they spend the majority of their time then here on the water raising their chicks. They'll have about 1 to 2 chicks each nesting season. And then you're right, they do migrate down to the Gulf. Once we hit around that October season, both the chicks and the parents then, and they'll be down there for, you know, that kind of October through May season, but the chicks will actually stay down there for up to 5 more years before they return back to Minnesota area or around Wisconsin to Michigan, get some common loons.
I got to learn not to interrupt us since I'm not so good on the radio. I'm working on that. But when you say they stay down there for 5 years, I guess I didn't think about it. Certainly, I know they migrate there.
Yeah.
But does that mean they're on the ocean? I mean, do they do saltwater? Or are they only inland on lakes in Florida? Where do they actually go when they migrate?
They could do either. They have glands actually within their feathers that helps them protect them from the salt water. So they are able to be on the ocean if need be. And when they do migrate, common loons lose kind of that black and white plumage, and even their red eye starts to turn a little bit muddled, and so it doesn't look as red. It looks a little bit more brown, and they almost become unrecognizable. And so they look kind of like every other shorebird down in the Gulf for a while. They'll even lose their flight feathers for a while, too, and become flightless for a period of time. So they have kind of a completely different life down in the Gulf than what we experience as our beloved common loon up here in Minnesota.
We're talking to Lucy Bach, who works with the National Loon Center in community outreach and development and other responsibilities. Lucy, regarding that red eye, does it have an actual function on the loon, or is it just sort of a quirky aesthetic that's not really doesn't have a specific function because it's red?
It helps them see better down, you know, underneath the water when they're fishing. So they rely solely on fishing underneath the water, and they're under the water for extended periods of time. They can be under the water for up to 4 to 5 minutes, and they can dive up to 250 feet as well. And so that red eye helps with that. It's actually one of the things that we're advocating for with the fresh water here in Minnesota is loons need clear water that they can see to be able to fish. Without clear and clean lakes, they aren't able to be here and be able to successfully survive and breed here in Minnesota. So we want to keep our lakes clean so that loons are able to survive and fish and live a happy life.
Does that explain, by the way, that loons aren't everywhere? There's just a limited number of states that they're in. And even in Minnesota, they're not everywhere. They're just in the certain parts of Minnesota. So is that clarity of water the reason they migrate to just certain places as opposed to others?
Yeah. It's definitely a factor for sure. We're seeing less and less loons in southern Minnesota, partly because of that reason. Usually having loons on a lake is an indicator that your lake is, you know, clean enough, that there is a good supply of fish and that loons are able to see enough to, you know, hunt for them. So, it definitely is a factor for sure, Tim.
How about on the issue of shoreland preservation? You mentioned their nests have to be on the shoreline and they can't walk very far to get into the water. But as they're nesting and you have either erosion or probably more specifically boat waves, and including today with the wake boats, we understand they're out of the barn, so to speak. But those are some major waves that roll into a lot of lake shorelines. Does that affect loon habitat?
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It definitely does. That's another big piece that we're advocating for. We actually have a campaign going at the Loon Center called Share Our Shoreline, which advocates for not only safe recreation around loons, both, you know, out when they're out on the water and also nesting, but also if you are a homeowner on the lake, you know, Minnesotans, we love our lakes. We are on them constantly. We've got, you know, I feel like if you know someone in Minnesota, you know that someone either themselves or their family member has a lake property, right? And it's a culture of Minnesota, which is great. And we want to be able to share our shoreline with our loons and continue to love our lakes together with the loons. But that means that we're trying to advocate and educate people of what's best for your own shoreline. And that's bringing back those natural shorelines. You know, I believe it's kind of a trend right now to have those manicured lawns and grasses, which are beautiful. But when you remove those natural grasses towards that shoreline, you also remove protection for loons to be able to nest. You know, they need those grasses, and they're less likely, they're not going to try to nest on, you know, riprap, or they're not going to nest on those manicured lawns. And so we're actually losing habitat right now for them. And like you said, without, you know, those grasses either, we're also, the boat waves affect their habitat as well. So it's definitely a factor for sure that we are trying to do as much outreach and education and advocacy for our loons.
And I think in terms of loon fatality, I know they can live up to 20 years, but it seems like on the reports that I've seen that blunt force trauma is one of the leading causes of death of loons. I presume that's from boat strikes, or maybe there's predators too, but to the extent it's boat strikes on a busy weekend, I can, you know, see in Minnesota how difficult life is for the loons, because while they're good divers and they're quick, they're not perfect. And is it fair to say that boating strikes are one of the reasons that many loons die?
Very much so. I mean, it's really high up there. If it's not boating strikes, it's lead tackle is kind of one of the leading causes. But Memorial Day weekend and 4th of July are kind of really scary times for loons, partly 4th of July in particular, because that's when they have their chicks. And when they've got their chicks usually, you know, they'll sit on the parents' backs. And when they do that, the loons are less likely to dive out of the way of the boats. And I think there's sometimes an expectation with loons that they'll dive out of the way just last minute, like gulls. Especially when they have these chicks, they're less likely to sacrifice their chicks to do that. It's unfortunate, but we usually get a lot of calls after the 4th of July that we lost a lot of loons over that weekend.
Sure. Lucy, we'll just close on this. Can you let our listeners know on WCCO? I know many people are interested in loons. They also might want to be supportive of the center. But can you tell us how people could learn more about the Loon Center and its mission, and also how they might be helpful to the center?
For sure, yes. So, like I said, we're up here in Cross Lake, but we have many ways for you to get involved, even if you aren't up and around this area. We are also in the process of building our new center. That's going to be about a 15,000 square building that will be opening here in the summer of 2027, which is really exciting. If you go onto our website, which is nationalloooncenter.org, you can find all of our different educational activities and programs. We've got a loon pontoon that we take out, which is a free pontoon ride that you can go out and actually see loons yourself. We have a guide who goes out with you and talks through all the nest pairs that we have been monitoring. There's also different ways to donate, too. You can buy some of our merch. You can adopt a loon. You can also just simply donate in your name as well. While we are in the process of building our center, there's many options to donate bigger ticket items and have your name be a part of this center, too. And so really, just at the end of the day, we're here to celebrate our loons, but also really celebrate Minnesota as well. So, or if you want to get really involved, there's also volunteer opportunities as well. So really nationalloonscenter.org. We're also on Instagram and Facebook as well. That's where you can get a lot of our information.
Great. Well, again, that website is nationalloonscenter.org. I thought in terms of the merchandise, the loon shoes that you have on display in the Loon Center retail area were quite attractive and did inspire me to think of loons. So Lucy Bach, thank you so much for your time and being a guest on WCCO Radio 830 to help us learn more about loons and how to help protect them and their habitat. And we appreciate your work.
Thank you so much, Tim and Mary, for having me on, and have a good rest of your day.
All right. You're listening to WCCO. We're going to be right back after this short break with more news of the day.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.